A good Saturday morning and welcome to our Forage Focus. Here is the University's Extension Forage Specialist, Dr. Bruce Anderson.
Lots of fields have been cut and baled for hay lately. Looking around, though, I see many of those bales still in the middle of fields. Bales and stacks of hay left in the middle of fields have to be removed sometime. After the final cutting for the year, it may not matter too much if they sit there for a while. But when more harvests are expected from that field, delaying removal can be harmful. One problem is directly under the bale or stack. Plants underneath often are killed if covered for more than a week or two. This may not hurt yield too much, but makes for a great place for weeds to get started, and you know how they can spread. Most of the damage, though, is due to wheel traffic on the regrowth. Studies have shown that when fields are dry, plants driven on before regrowth occurs will yield about 5-7% less at next cutting. It gets much worse if you wait to remove bales. Just 7 days after cutting, when regrowth shoots have started to grow, yield was reduced over 25%, and fewer of these plants survived. Worse yet is removing bales when fields are wet. Then wheel traffic causes much more compaction. When this happens, yield loss typically exceeds 30%. These studies emphasize the benefits of baling and removing bales from hayfields as quickly as possible after cutting, as well as minimizing driving on wet soils. They also suggest that following the same trail when removing bales or stacks from fields can reduce losses from wheel tracks by limiting the total area damaged. Hayfields must be driven on, of course, to remove bales after harvest. But you can lessen damage by controlling where, when, and how often you drive.
We'll take a look to those area hay prices coming up after this.